So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taíno traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
So I guess I first want to discuss why I am doing the Rewives podcast. It's funny because, so I have a podcast called Rewives also on iHeart. It has launched to tremendous reviews and response and downloads and success. And I apologize to haters that that's not the plan that you wished for, but here we are. So I guess we have to deal with it together. So Paul, my fiance, listens to many podcasts. I listen to zero. So I never know what's going on in many areas of the world. And he sometimes is like my dad who sends me articles on things. You know how like a dad sends a college student because she's not paying attention to anything news that's going on. So Paul will send me articles about things. And, you know, he's got the dad vibe in that way. So he said, you have to do a rewatch about Housewives. I was like, what's a rewatch? So I didn't even know that this was a world. This was a while back, had to be almost a year ago. He said, yeah. And I don't remember, but I think like it was Scrubs or One Tree Hill. And then I asked the people at iHeart and they said Gilmore Girls. And these are all super successful. And I said, wow. And I didn't say wow, but I didn't think anything and I didn't care because it didn't apply to me. And I thought, he said, you'd have to do this for Housewives. He said, I'm not saying this. He said, and his family's really good friends with the owners of the Patriots. He said, we want to hear Tom Brady break down the game. And I thought, okay. And so because he kept saying it was such a good idea, and because I don't like if I have a good idea in my hands that someone else is going to do it and they're going to do it not as well. So I thought someone's going to do this, but I thought it seemed intriguing. And I was toying around with the idea of doing it. And I thought about what other would I ever do with another housewife and who would it be? Shout out to Carolyn Manzo. If I ever did this with another housewife, it would have been Carolyn Manzo. There was a moment that I thought, oh, would I do something like this with Kathy Hilton? Because she's sort of the matriarch. She's got a lot of heat on her. I liked that Carolyn, and I love Kathy, but I liked that Carolyn was out of the frying pan. She also chose to leave. There are very few housewives that have chosen to leave. People can market it and you see in the press, I don't want this anymore. And then they're running back. And I know housewives very well that have said, if I ever get fired, I'll just walk away and I'll never think about it again. And they just can't help it. They want it back. It bothers them. It's like someone that broke up with them. It's crazy. But Carolyn left. I don't think she's the right person for this, even though I like her, but Denise left also. So I was thinking about people who had left. It just wasn't sitting with me as the right move for the show. I just didn't want, I would just be dragged down into talking to housewives about housewives, and I just didn't want to do that. So I thought about, do I even need to do this? And my publicist, Jill Fritzo, who happens to represent Denise Richards, or she used to, and she used to represent Lisa Rinna, and she said, what are you doing? Like, we've rinsed this whole thing. What are you going back in for? And I thought, I get it. She's like, I don't like it. So I was, all my good ideas are from between sleep and wake. And I thought, I want to talk to people that I just, that are unexpected. I like to do things in a new way. Me talking to a housewife about The Housewives is not interesting. It's boring. It hasn't even been done, but and I would do it better than anyone, but it's just not what I want to do. So when I thought of, oh my God, let me talk to really smart people, successful people, icons in their own right, really famous celebrities, just like my own version of this, my own decision about who I want to talk to. Like that made it seem intriguing. So then I started thinking, I bet you I could probably get some major people to do this. I mean, I have a good reputation. I have a good relationship with people in media and entertainment. I've developed this. Relationships in business take years to create. You know, just it's trust. It's people knowing you're a vault and that you're not going for the low-hanging fruit. And I don't know. I in my mind always can see how it's going to go. So that's how that's when I woke up. That's when I called iHeart. I said, I'll do it in this way. This is a way to do it. And to be honest, it seemed like the right thing to do. It just felt like this is my alma mater. This is something that's part of my DNA. This is something that is embedded in my history. I cannot run around with amnesia. As Paul says, you dance with the one who brung you. I didn't. Jill Fritzo, my publicist, is the first person who kind of said, do you want to go back into that trash heap? And I thought, oh, I didn't even think about that. I really didn't. Sometimes I don't think about the most obvious thing. So we decided to do it. I knew iHeart thought it was going to be a huge hit. I knew it was going to be a huge hit. I now, this will be my third in a slate on iHeart.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On-demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico or Puerto Rico. My accent's not the best, but I'm trying. But I know Puerto Rico well. I've been there so many times. Be Strong has done so many missions after Hurricane Maria. It is more than just a name. It is a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island. The unique Boricua spirit infuses the island's culinary landscape with a one-of-a-kind passion and point of view unlike anywhere else. I love Puerto Rico. I've been there twice in the last year. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So when we were doing the release, you know, Jill was pretty silent, my publicist. She wasn't like involved in it, invested in it. She gets lit when things, when she understands where they're going and what they are. She doesn't get lit before. She doesn't understand all these things until they really happen. I could see it. So we launch, and then I realize I have to start really articulating why I'm doing this, because we launch, it's announced in People magazine. Dave Quinn writes the story. Dave Quinn is a person who wrote a Housewives book that I did not contribute to, and I didn't contribute to it because I thought it was celebrating a culture where women are trashing other women. So now I'm talking to Dave Quinn, the same person who wrote the Housewives book that I didn't participate in because I think it's a culture of women trashing other women. And now I am going back in and talking about this culture. And people thought that that was very few people, only people who talk about Housewives and were annoyed someone else was coming into their space, by the way. Not Dave Quinn. He was not annoyed at all. He likes me. We have a good relationship. But people, the people that really were annoyed or people that are talking about the Housewives in their space or are threatened by it or are worried. And they were it was a very small group that, of course, you always hear the negative small comments that were saying, well, you know, she trashes this space and now wants to walk in and talk about it. Right. Yeah, I left. Hi, everybody. I'm over here. I left the Housewives because I didn't like what it represented in society, in my life. I didn't want to be in that conversation. Hi, everybody. I'm still over here. I was on the Housewives. It was my beginning of my trajectory. In fact, the Housewives is very much a part of my success. Also, in fact, I'm very much a part of the Housewives' success. I mean, literally, Dorit Kemsley's husband, PK, at Cipriani on the same night that we were out with Boy George, said part of the reason Dorit did it is she wants to go on. We want, quote unquote, we want her to go on and do what you did. Matt Anderson, who cast the Miami Housewives, was interviewing a bunch of different housewives that had been cast and talking about the next season. And they said to him, oh, we want to do what she did. I mean, this is not news. I was the first of many, the first of liquor brands, the first of books, the first of photo shoots, the first New York Times bestseller. Many people may or may not know that, but it is, I'm sorry, but it's true. So we have helped each other, Bravo and I. And whether Bravo likes this or not, because I'm coming into their space or the Bravo sphere, it's part of my life. And as Paul said, you got to dance with the one who brung you. And maybe or maybe not, as Paul said, they want to hear former quarterback break down the game. So, but here's the biggest part that I realized through talking about why I'm doing this. You could have memories of yours that may not have always been pleasant. You could have experiences and relationships that you don't want to be in anymore. You could have a high school boyfriend that cheated on you, but you also laughed with that person or went to a carnival or threw up on yourself, you know, in a movie theater, and you're still going to tell that story because it's part of your story. So reality TV has represented a quarter of my lifetime. So yeah, the Housewives was a part of that. So now I'm over here, having left the Housewives, walked away for millions of dollars, walked out on my terms. One of the few that actually did walk out that doesn't want to go back, has said they don't want to go back and is welcome to come back, or has been welcome to come back maybe before this podcast, but has had an open door to come back at any time. And now I'm over here with that experience and that rear view. And now I want to talk about it. What was going on? What was going on in front of the camera, in my body, away from the camera, breaking the fourth wall? The genre has changed. People's lives have changed. People's homes have changed. People's faces have changed. People's marriages have changed. People's financial situations have changed. The characters have changed. So I have institutional knowledge about this experience, and I want to share it. I find it amusing to sit down with Elizabeth Moss and talk about Scary Island. That's ridiculous. That's something you'd never even dream of. I chose to talk to Jerry Springer about the most Jerry Springer-like Jersey Housewives episode ever. It's not a trash fest. That's so easy. I could trash anybody I want every day on social media, on, you know, in shitty publications. It's not a trash fest. It's a retrospective. It's a discussion on my terms. I'm producing this. I'm deciding who I'm talking to about this and how we're talking about it and what we're talking about in which episodes. And part of what I will talk about is how we had no control on the Housewives. None. You could be Kathy Hilton. You could be a billionaire. You have no control of what they're pulling out of that oven. Unlike the Kardashians. They control what comes out of that oven. Housewives have no control of what comes out of that oven. Literally. I have cast people on the Housewives show, and 2 days before filming starts, or let's say a week before filming starts, I wasn't even told that the person that I cast is going to be on the cast. It's the land of being blindsided. Whether it's Teresa not knowing Melissa's going to be on the cast or anything, it's just the land of not being in control. Actors become producers and directors because they want control. They're just puppets. We think they're so famous and they're amazing and it looks great because they're in front of the camera smiling. They're still the puppets, which is why they want to get in control. So they want to be directing episodes, hopefully, that they can also act in. They have way more control than a housewife. A housewife has no idea how they've been portrayed, has no idea how happy a producer is that they fell off the wagon. Have no idea how great it is for television that they have been cheated on. That's good story. Have no idea that someone that they despise might be a cast member. Like, it's the land of landmines and being blindsided. This is my podcast called Rewives. It's my rewatching The Wives. So for anybody who's confused in the Bravo sphere or the popular culture sphere about why I'm going backwards, I'm going forwards. My body, my choice, my podcast, my choice, my discussion, my choice. I hate doing it. I can fucking stop doing it. I'll call IHeart and be like, I don't want to do it anymore. I love doing it. I can do an episode every goddamn day. My choice. My podcast. My choice. Like everything else I do in business. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and Native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.